that they wish they were. Sunday night outside of Boulder. He said he had to find himself out on the road. I guess when love goes wrong, you gotta learn to be strong. So I worked two jobs, and I moved three times. I ended up south of Memphis, working down in Riverside. I may not be so lucky in love, but the one thing I'm sure of, hot July morning. His hair was longer, but his eyes were the same old blue. He said, "I missed you for so long. Oh, baby, what can I do?"
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
Hey, ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There are more than 289,000 power outages across the country, largely a result of the massive storm system that continues to pose a threat to millions of people. There are tornado watches in Georgia and the Carolinas. ABC meteorologist Ginger Z says
the tornado outbreak sprawling across the South. Power flashing in Louisiana, winds in excess of 80 miles per hour. This morning, more than 200,000 customers without power across the storm-battered states. In Arkansas, an EF3 tornado wrecking parts of Cave City. Winds up to 165 miles per hour.
And there are more than 30 deaths. An Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander warned of a decisive and devastating response to any threat that's acted on. That's after the U.S. struck Iranian-backed Houthi militia targets in Yemen. The death toll from the nightclub fire and stampede in North Macedonia has now climbed to at least 59 people. This is ABC News. New details about the death and timing of the death of Gene Hackman's wife, Betsy Arakawa. ABC's Zareen Shah has details.
Officials initially believe she may have passed away as early as February 11th, but we now know she was alive on the 12th. Authorities telling ABC News exclusively that Hackman's wife called a concierge medical service called Cloudberry. A Cloudberry spokesperson saying she was not a patient of the service, but called on the 12th to inquire about what they described as an esoteric treatment, adding that the caller did not display any signs of acute distress. The spokesperson says they called her back twice to follow up, but did not reach her.
Betsy Arakawa died of a rare condition transmitted by rodent feces. Gene Hackman died days later of heart disease with Alzheimer's, a contributing factor. Today, one of the most stressful TV shows of the year for college basketball fans when the 68-team fields for the NCAA basketball men's and women's tournaments will be announced. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
Attention passengers, we've reached 10,000 feet and internet is now available for purchase.
I just paid hundreds for this flight and you can't even throw in internet? I'll just take the free pretzels.
Sorry, but I do have snack boxes for sale.
I'm just gonna sleep.
In that case, we are selling pillows and blankets as well.
I'll just breathe. That's free, right?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? This week only, all Pro Elite wash items and accessories are buy one, get one half off. That's car wash, tire cleaner, leather cleaner. All buy one, get one half off. Sponges and towels, we've got duo weave, waffle weave, whatever weave you want. Accessories too. Pro Elite floor mats, car covers, and more. Any Pro Elite item, buy one, get one half off. This week only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly sunny and a little breezy today, a high near 40. Partly cloudy tonight, lows upper 20s. Much warmer Monday, low 60s with sun. Mild again Tuesday, but the wind picks back up. Rain and snow Tuesday night and Wednesday. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. Right now it's 22.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Now Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something
or you'll fall for anything. Now we might have been better off or on the bigger house if Daddy had done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
You got to stand for something, Aaron Tippin there. And I'm Andrew Jay. Glad to have you here, and I hope you're having a great weekend. It's a classic from Miranda Lambert and The House That Built Me.
I know they say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know under that live oak my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden magazines. Plans were drawn and concrete poured, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream. I thought if I could touch this place, I'd feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. You leave home, you move on, and you do the best you can. I got lost in this old world and forgot who I am.
swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Every Friday night there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up loud. Got coolers in the back, tailgates down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them, if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. Country boys and girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. I ain't no closing time, I ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Ain't no dress code, just some route rules that you need to know. Don't mess with the bull, he can get real mean. Don't forget to shut the gate, stay out of the beans. If it starts to raining, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. No closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay.
Go ahead, sing along. You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire.
Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a liar.
Jelly Roll and Liar. And it's Andrew Jay. What's up? Welcome along for your Sunday morning. You stand by. I got Montgomery Gentry on the way.
Everybody in your crew identifies as either Big Mac Burger, McNuggets, or McCrispy Sandwich. But you're the Filet-O-Fish Sandwich all day. That crispy fish, that savory tartar sauce, that melty cheese, that pillowy bun. Yeah, you get it. Every time.
Right now, hurry in and get two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6 and pair it with a refreshing Sprite. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/radio and use code radio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/radio and use code radio at checkout.
Protect your home and auto with a bundle from Progressive so you can stop worrying about them and invent new things to worry about, like snakes in your bedroom. Sure, that sounds incredibly irrational, but now that we've mentioned it, you are a little worried. The odds of one snake, let alone snakes plural, are so slim. But you might want to check. Oh, you're not near your bedroom. Guess you'll just have to sit there and worry about it. So let Progressive protect your home and auto, because you've got enough to worry about. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
You say you were wrong to ever leave me alone. And now you're sorry. You're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Yeah. caught me unaware. But the fact is you've wrong, girl, that can't be undone. So here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who listens, yeah, might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lines. Now here's a quarter, call someone who cares.
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Duran.
Welcome to those that are listening via WRDN. We are at First Baptist of Duran, and we have come to the teaching segment of our worship service. We're in the book of James, so I'd like you to take your Bible if one is available to you, and turn to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. We spent last week on just the first verse, identifying James as the half-brother of Jesus Christ, as a leader in the Jerusalem church, as a great man of God. And he was martyred, as we had mentioned back in 63 AD, died a violent death, but maintained his testimony and his love for the Lord. So James chapter 1, I'm going to read verses 2 through 4. Follow along silently, if you would. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Father in heaven, some of us have read these verses multiple times. We thank you for them, and we would like you to help us to remember the impact of these words and how you desire to use them in our life. And for those that have not met Jesus Christ, We pray, Father, that they would realize that you have a plan and a purpose for them in the big things that you do for them, but also in some of these minor issues that seem to be thorns in our side. Help us to learn, Lord, from James, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we're looking at our introduction here, for those that have the outline, out of the many topics in his letter, and there are five chapters, as you know, James deals with the subject of the tongue. He deals with the subject of showing partiality in the house of God. He deals with the subject of works. He deals with the subject of differences among brothers and sisters in Christ. He talks about Satan. He talks about the second coming of the Lord. He talks about healing. Out of the many, many topics that he addresses here, the first topic that he talks about is spiritual endurance. Spiritual endurance. And that was a critical need for the believers in the first century. Because as the gospel spread, so did persecution. And believers needed to understand how God works through those things that we call setbacks in our lives. So, number two in our introduction here, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and from his own experiences, he explains how to obtain this valuable fruit of the Spirit. So, how do we obtain this fruit? It's called patience. It could be translated better as spiritual endurance. Well, first of all, in verse 2, he says, "My brethren." And that word, brothers, he says, "My brothers," he uses it 15 times in this very, very short letter. 15 times he addresses them as brothers. And it's a reminder to them that he is, he loves them. It's a reminder to them that they are very important to him, and that he includes them in his thoughts and what he has to give to them here. And so he says to them, first of all, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations." Now, in order to begin to acquire spiritual endurance, the first thing we need to do, Roman numeral number one here, is it begins when we choose the right attitude. It begins when we choose the right attitude about our trials. And we're told immediately, count it all joy. It's in the imperative. It's a command. Why? Because the flesh does not count trials and setbacks and obstacles as something that will give us pleasure. Now, we're not spiritual masochists. But he does tell us here, and it's a command. It is not a feeling. You say, "Well, I'm going through a tough time and I don't feel joy." Well, hey, most of us don't. Most of us don't. But we are to count it, esteem it, as all joy. And he says, when you fall into, and the verb here is peripepto, and it appears in the story of the man in the Good Samaritan, the man who went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves. Peripepto. He wasn't planning on his trip to be robbed and to have his clothes taken from him and to have his and to be beaten up. He fell into that, and that is the same thing that James is talking about here. Count it all joy when you fall into. These are unplanned, sometimes sudden trials that we encounter as we go through our life. And so we are to look at it not as an accident. We are to look at it as something that we might not understand. Most of the time we don't understand it. But there's a reason for it, and because of that, we can we can see some light. Now, he says, all joy. That means in every possible way, in every possible way as you possibly can, count that trial as something joyful. Now, when things go haywire, the flesh always says, I can give you a dozen reasons why this is not right. I shouldn't have had this happen to me. I was doing this, and I was doing this, and I was doing this, and I was serving here. This is... No, the Bible says just the opposite. Don't listen to the flesh. Listen to what the Spirit of the Lord says, and He speaks through His Word. In every possible way, count it as a source of joy. And you don't see it here in the original, but the word joy comes before the verb Greek, before the word count. And so it goes literally, joy, count it. And he puts the word joy in front of the verb to emphasize how important this is. Now listen, we're listening to a man that has a lot of hash marks on his sleeve. The hash marks in a number of years, someone has been in the service, you can see it in their uniform. And this guy, James, has been through the fire multiple times. And his conclusion as he writes now to these 12 tribes that are in the diaspora, his conclusion is, count this all joy. And he wants to stress it for us. So no matter what the cause is, no matter how severe the distress, we are to understand and remember that Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So you're looking at your neighbor who doesn't go to church, doesn't care for God, uses God's name in vain, drives a new car, has plenty of money, and he never has any problems. You see, God's plan for your life is different than God's plan for the unredeemed. And Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. You belong to God now. Your life is not your own. When you said yes to Jesus Christ. And so following Him is not just tulips and roses. So it begins, we want to have this fruit of the Spirit, spiritual endurance. We want to have it. And it starts out when we have a trial, not to grumble, not to complain, not to moan, not to snivel. Count it all joy. This is what James tells us, and this is what God tells us here. In every possible way. Now, he says, when you fall into diverse temptations. A word that means many colored temptations, variegated. Some are very dark, some have lighter hues, but they're all not what we would particularly order. And the word temptation here is, I want to pause here. It's, as you can see in your study sheet, it's perosmos. It's a neutral word. Perosmos. It's a neutral word, which may be used one of two ways, to entice someone to evil, or to test something or someone for a specific purpose. Now, how do we know which way it is to be taken? Well, we have a rule of thumb. We always go back to the context, right? And This word shows up in the sixth petition in the Lord's Prayer. Remember when Jesus taught his disciples, he says, and lead us not into temptation, perosmos. Now, so Jesus is teaching his disciples in how to pray and how to come to a loving heavenly Father. Now, would he be instructing them to say, Father, oh, please, yes, keep me away. Don't lead me, Father, into sin. Does that make sense? Would our Heavenly Father lead us into sin?
No.
Absolutely not. The context. Jesus is telling his disciples how to foster and cultivate a relationship with his Father. And the context is, you can go to him for your needs. So it doesn't mean a solicitation to evil. It doesn't mean, God, don't entice me where I will sin against you. The second thing I ask you as you're trying to figure out the meaning of a word is not only to look at the context, but what does the meaning of that word contradict anything else that is said in the Scripture? Take your Bibles. You're still in James chapter 1. And look with me, if you would, at verse 13. James chapter 1, verse 13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, or I'm tempted by God. Why? For God cannot be tempted with what? Evil. Neither tempteth he any man. So as we read that sixth petition in Matthew chapter 6, lead us not in temptation, it doesn't mean God is, we're pleading with God not to lead us into evil. God doesn't do that. The Bible says right here in verse 14, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God tempteth no man with evil. So the first word to take that word is to understand it means an enticement to evil. And it is used like that elsewhere in Scripture, but not of God. The second way the word can be used is to test something or to test someone for a specific purpose. To test someone or to test something for a specific purpose. And we are asking God, really, to lead us away from tests. We are asking God to lead us away from tests. That sixth petition. Lead us not into tests. Where? One, that I could not manage it, Father. Two, where I would collapse spiritually, Father. Please lead me away from such tests, because I don't have it within me. And I know you're with me. But I know my own frame, and I sense where I am at spiritually. And so that is the way we understand perosmos is to be taken here in verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse or different kinds of tests. Because it is God who is at work there. All right. If you believe in God, you believe there's a supreme being. We are not deists. We don't believe that God made everything and then took his hands off planet Earth and walked away. That's what Thomas Jefferson believed. And there are many others. No, we believe that God is personally involved in what he has created and in the lives of those he has made. He is a personal God. And so we come to him and we understand that there are tests that he allows in our life. And this fruit of the Spirit, if you would, spiritual endurance, also translated patience, becomes ours when we choose the right attitude about our trials. When we choose the right attitude about our trials. Boy, you know what separates the men from the boys? The right attitude about difficulties that you fall into. People see that right away. It's like, yeah, I believe in God, but all of a sudden your God becomes absentee when things fall apart in your life if you don't respond in a right way. But when you do respond in a right way, they say, hey, this guy has got a God. He doesn't understand everything that's going on, like Job. But though he slay me, Job said, yet will I trust in him. Interesting that Job is mentioned a little bit later, last of all here in this very book. So it begins when we choose the right attitude. So moaning, complaining, sniveling is really telling God, I don't want this. I don't believe Romans 8:28. I don't believe Ephesians 1:11. He works all things after the counsel of his will. The good things, yes. And some of these things that are difficult for me, yes, he works those too in my life for good. So it begins when we choose the right attitude about our trials. You want to be a witness? You get close to people, let them see how you respond when things are not going well for you. It's an issue of trust in your Heavenly Father. Count it all joy. And it's an imperative. We don't feel like doing that. But on the basis of God's Word, and we do walk by faith, that is our response. Second of all, this spiritual endurance develops as we recognize the way God produces in it. This spiritual endurance develops as we recognize the way God produces it in us. And it's through trials, through tests. And Scripture says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Now, number one in your outline there, our English word patience means the will or the ability to wait without complaint. A very admirable quality. Now, the Greek word, which is hupomone, takes the definition, and the fill in the blank there takes the definition a step further. And it may be translated endurance. We have it here, patience, in our Bible. In the Greek, it's hupomone, patience. But the original takes it a step. It's spiritual endurance. How to last for the Lord. Not to be a bottle rocket, but to be one that just continues to shine and shine and shine for the Lord. And the Scripture tells us here, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Now there's a difference. There's a slight difference between the English word patience and that Greek translation endurance here. But it's a very significant difference. Our English word patient, the will or the ability to wait without complaint, but endurance. You see, patience is needed only as long as the trouble lasts. But endurance is a permanent inner quality of strength which increases each time a trial is patiently endured. Let me read that again. It's a quote here. Patience is needed only as long as the trouble lasts. But endurance is a permanent inner quality of strength which increases each time a trial is patiently endured. It develops as we recognize the way God produces it in us. And so he says in verse 4, let patience have her perfect work. We all know Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And we know the little aside that goes with that. The problem is the living sacrifice wants to crawl off the altar, right? We've heard that many times. And he is telling us right here, we're not to crawl off the altar. We are to let that test do exactly what God wants to perform in our life. That is critical. That is so, so important. Let me give you, we're going to probably finish with this. I'm not sure here. Let me give you 8 different purposes for tests that God allows in our life. 8 different purposes. They're not original with me. John MacArthur, that's where I got it. I can't be up front. But it's straight from the scriptures, and I want to give them to you. Number one, one of the purposes for a test is to check the strength of our faith. To check the strength of our faith. And that's what trials do, tests do. It helps us to take a spiritual inventory of our inner life. And it shows us where we're strong, and it shows us where we're weak. It's to test or check the strength of our faith. If we start to fall into self-pity, if we start to fall into self-condemnation, it shows us that our trust level in God is really not where it ought to be. If we become bitter, if we become resentful, it shows us that our trust in God is not where it ought to be. And God wants us to take a spiritual inventory of where we're at. Have you ever had a response to someone and you feel ashamed afterwards? You say, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Or why did I do that? You know? Didn't mean to. But these tests help us to understand where we're at in our walk with God. Remember what happened to King Hezekiah? A godly king. He had seen God work in his life and through his kingdom and had given him victories and victories. And then Isaiah comes to him and he says, the prophet Isaiah comes to him, set your house in order. You're going to die. You're going to die. And the Bible tells us that how Hezekiah prayed and God gave him what? An additional 15 years. And the Bible tells us there that God allowed that test in Hezekiah's heart. It says in 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 31, to show Hezekiah where he was at spiritually. God already knew where Hezekiah was at spiritually. God already knows where you're at spiritually. But sometimes it takes a test to wake you up or to wake me up to say, hey, you're not as far along as you thought you were spiritually. So those tests are a way of encouraging us to take spiritual inventory. Second of all, a test is given to humble us, to remind us, to let our trust be in the Lord, and to turn away from self-satisfaction. That's what happened with Paul, wasn't it? In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, he said, because of the abundance of my revelations and what God gave to me, God permitted a thorn in the flesh. And it specifically says it was to humble him. So those tests come along to humble us. And God says, you're getting a little... My mother used to say, Doug, you're getting too big for your britches. I didn't know what the word hypomone meant or parosmos, but I knew what she was telling me. You better close your mouth. You better start listening, Buster. Third, God allows trials to wean us from our dependence on worldly things. God allows trials to wean us from our worldly things. We accumulate material possessions, worldly knowledge, some experience, some recognition. And pretty soon we begin to depend on these things more than on God. And we need to be reminded that we're not like the world, and the world is so enamored with its music and with its goals and with its standards and with its values. God says, no, you're not like that now. You're a new creature in Christ. And this test is going to help you to see how shallow, once again, all that stuff is. Number four, another value of a test. It increases our desire for heaven and to be with Him throughout eternity. A test increases our desire for heaven, to be with Him throughout it. Haven't you ever said to yourself, you know, when I get to heaven, it'd be so great because I'm not going to be, you know, with this kind of person, or I'm not going to fall into this situation, or I won't have to face this, or I won't have to worry about this. Tests do increase our desire for heaven. Remember, Paul from a Roman prison said this in Philippians chapter 1. He says, for I am in a strait or hard press betwixt two, the outcomes of my present circumstances, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. Now, Paul had a desire. It was no picnic being in a Roman prison. And those tests just remind us, as the songwriter said, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Number five, the fifth purpose of a test is to reveal what we truly love. It shows us what we truly love. Do you remember back in Genesis chapter 22, God had a choice servant by the name of Abraham, and after 25 years, He gave Abraham and Sarah a beautiful baby boy, fulfillment of a promise. And then as that boy began to hit the teenage years, 13, 14, maybe 15, God spoke to Abraham. And He says, I want you to take your son to Mount Moriah, and I want you to offer him as a sacrifice to you, to Me. You remember the story. There's nothing in this world that Abraham loved more than that son, Isaac. Abraham was fabulously wealthy, had a beautiful wife, a great name, but there's nothing that he loved more than that son. And now God wanted him to give it up, give him up. And Abraham, as you follow the story, he did exactly what God asked, and in the moment he was to bring the knife down, God provided a sacrifice, a ram caught in a thicket. And God, from then on, was called Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. And God said to Abraham, He says, Abraham, I now know that you truly, truly love Me. You are willing to give up what you love the most. Sometimes there's an Isaac in our life, and God's going to put His finger on it. And He's going to say, do you love that Isaac more than you love Me? Because the Bible tells us we are to love the Lord our God more than anything else or more than anyone else. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. That's the greatest and the best commandment. We're going to close here. We're out of time. We'll pick this up next Sunday. Let's pray. Father, the value of tests, the value of trials. Every one of us faces tests and trials daily, weekly. And Lord, help us to learn how to respond as James instructs us, as You instruct us through His pen, that we might have that valuable fruit of the Spirit called spiritual endurance. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Strength for Today from the Bible Teaching Ministry of Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand. If you have a question or a comment about what you've heard today, call or text the church at 715-894-7555. 715-894-7555. You're also invited to visit them on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. They meet at the Riverview Community Center at 606 West Madison Street in Durand.
It's 9 o'clock at Real Country 1430 AM Stereo WRDN Durand Mondovi Wabasha and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. Time